This is Audible.
Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Zero Limits, the secret Hawaiian system for wealth, health, peace, and more, by Dr. Joe Vitale and Dr. E. Haleakala Hu Lin. The Secret of the Universe, Dr. Vitale's Introduction. In 2006, I wrote an article titled, The World's Most Unusual Therapist. It was about a psychologist who helped heal an entire ward of mentally ill criminals without ever seeing any of them. He used an unusual healing method from Hawaii. I had never heard of him before or his method. I searched for 2 years before I found him. I then learned his method and wrote that now famous article. That article swept the internet. It was posted on news groups and emailed to huge lists of people from all walks of life. My own list at www.mrfire.com loved it and passed it on to tens of thousands of others. They in turn forwarded it to family and friends. I estimate about 5 million people saw that article. Everyone who read it couldn't believe it. Some were inspired. Some were skeptical. All wanted more. This recording is a result of their desire and my quest. Even if you're a veteran of the 5 steps in my book, The Attractor Factor, you may not understand the incredible insights I'm about to reveal to you here, at least not at first glance. The simple process I'm going to share in this recording will help explain why I've been able to manifest some huge accomplishments without actually trying to make them happen. Here are a few of them. My Nightingale Conant audio program, The Power of Outrageous Marketing, happened after I quit pounding on their door for 10 years. How did I go from homeless to poverty to struggling writer to published author to best-selling author to internet marketing guru with no plan at all? My desire to attract a BMW Z3 sports car led to me being inspired with an internet marketing idea no one had ever thought of before, which made me $22,500 in 1 day and $250,000 in a year or so. My desire to buy and move into a hill country estate when I was broke and going through a divorce led to me creating a new business which brought in $50,000 in 1 day. My huge weight loss of 80 pounds occurred after I gave up and opened myself to a new way to achieve my desire. My desire to be the author of a number one best-selling book led to my writing a number one best-selling book I never planned to write at all and wasn't even my idea. My appearance in the hit movie The Secret happened without my begging, pleading, intending, or orchestrating anything at all. My appearance on Larry King Live in November 2006 happened without my ever intending it. As I record these words, Hollywood hotshots are talking about turning my book, The Attractor Factor, into a movie, and still others are negotiating to get me my own television program. The list could go on, but you get the idea. I have many miracles happening in my life. But why are they happening? I was once homeless. Today I'm a best-selling author, internet celebrity, and multimillionaire. What happened to me to create all this success? Yes, I followed my dreams. Yes, I took action. Yes, I was persistent. Haven't a lot of other people done those very same things and yet not achieved success? What's different? If you look at the above accomplishments with a critical eye, you might see that none of them were directly created by me. In fact, what they all have in common is a spirit of divine planning, with me a sometimes unwilling participant. Let me explain this another way. Towards the end of 2006, I taught a seminar called Beyond Manifestation, which you can read about at beyondmanifestation.com. It's heavily influenced by what I learned after I discovered the mysterious Hawaiian therapist and his method. In that event, I asked everyone to list all the ways they knew to manifest or attract something in their life. They said things like affirmations, visualizations, intentions, body awareness methods, feeling the end result, scripting, EFT or tapping, and many, many more. Once they inventoried every single way the group would come up with to create their own reality, I asked them if those ways worked all the time, without exception. Everyone agreed they did not always work. Well, why not? I asked them. No one could say for sure. I then hit the group with my observation. All of those ways have limitations, I declared. They are toys your mind plays with to keep you thinking you're in charge. The truth is, you are not in charge, and the real miracles come when you let go of the toys and trust in a place inside yourself where there are zero limits. I then told them where you want to be in life is behind all of those toys, which is behind the chatter of the mind and right there with what I call the divine. I went on to explain that there are at least three stages to life, beginning with you as victim, then moving into you as creator of your life, and ending, if you're lucky, with you becoming servant to the divine. In that last stage, which I'll discuss later in this recording, astonishing miracles happen, almost without you trying at all. Earlier today, I interviewed a goals expert for my Hypnotic Gold membership program, which you can learn about at hypnoticgold.com. He's written a dozen books and sold millions of copies of them. He knows how to teach people how to set goals. Most of his philosophy revolved around having a burning desire to accomplish something. But that's an